Welcome to Lesson 16 in our study of the Book of Revelation as a part of the Prophecy Series. Today we're going to continue on looking at the second series of judgments that are presented in the Book of Revelation, the Trumpet Judgments. If you remember, when the seventh seal was opened, the seventh seal revealed seven trumpets of judgment. And in our last lesson, we looked at the first four trumpets and the judgments that were brought on the world and humanity because of those judgments. So today, we're going to be focusing in on Revelation chapter 8, verse 13, through chapter 9, verse 12, the fifth trumpet. So we're going to take a look at this passage. We're going to really divide it up into several sections where we're going to see what's happening with this fifth trumpet. As we've seen from the other two trumpets, they're pretty devastating. But here we're going to enter into another level of judgment that's going to bring devastation to the world. So let's first of all start off with Revelation chapter 8, verse 13, the announcement of the three final trumpets. The announcement of the three final trumpets. So these three obviously are more significant than the other four in that they are being announced as to their impact that they're going to have on the world in judgment. So let's take a look at it. We're going to look at Revelation chapter 8, verse 13. Notice what the text says. Then I looked, and I heard an eagle crying with a loud voice, as it flew directly overhead. Woe, woe, woe to those who dwell on the earth at the blast of the other trumpets that the three angels are about to blow. All right, so let's take a look here at what's happening here. So we're going to divide this in really into two parts when we look at the announcement. So first of all, I want you to notice the flying angel, or as the text says, a flying eagle. So here's what I want you to see. John sees another angel that is flying through the midst of heaven. Now, it could be an angel, it could be an eagle. We don't really need to spend a lot of time there. But the situation is that he sees something flying through heaven. Well, that brings us to the second part of chapter 8, verse 13, the announcement. So here is what is announced by this angel or eagle. So the angel announced woe upon the remaining inhabitants of the earth. All right, so basically what's left of the human population, if you remember, with the other judgments that we've seen, a third has been wiped out, another third has been wiped out. It has experienced devastation with the opening of the seals and with the first four trumpets. So now what is remaining of that population, an announcement has been made to them that woe is upon them who are remaining. And why is this announcement made? Well, this is because of the nature of the remaining trumpets. So what they've experienced so far has been pretty devastating. But what's going to happen from this point out is even more devastating, is even more of a catastrophe, is even more of a burden to bear in judgment. So let's now focus in on chapter 9, verses 1 to 11 of Revelation, the fifth trumpet. So this is what we're going to spend the rest of our time talking about. So I want you to notice with me what verse 1 says. And the fifth angel blew his trumpet, and I saw a star fallen from heaven to the earth. And he was given the key to the shaft of the bottomless pit. He opened the shaft of the bottomless pit, and from the shaft rose smoke like the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened with the smoke from the shaft. Then from the smoke came locusts on the earth, and they were given power like the power of the scorpions of the earth. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth or any green plant or any tree, but only those who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. They were allowed to torment them for 5 months, but not to kill them. And their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it stings someone. And in those days, people will seek death and will not find it. They will long to die, but death will flee from them. In appearance, the locusts were like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were what looked like crowns of gold, and their faces were like human faces, their hair like human hair, and their teeth like lion's teeth. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the noise of their wings was like the noise of many chariots with horses rushing into battle. They have tails and stings like scorpions, and their power to hurt people for 5 months is in their tails. They have a king over them, the angel of the bottomless pit. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek, Apollyon. Now, let's take a look at this passage. Here's what I want you to notice. First of all, when we look at verse 1, we see the fallen star. Now, you might be saying, George, well, wait a minute now. We've talked about falling stars with the other trumpets. Yes, but we're going to find out that this one is a little bit different than the trumpets that we've already experienced before. So when we look at the first part of verse 1, we see the identity of the star. So here's what I want you to notice. The star is a person or angelic being. So we're not talking about something physical. With the other stars that fell from heaven that affected the seas and affected the waters, what I want you to see is this star is a person or an angelic being. Now, this person is more than likely Satan. And we're going to see that here in a moment. Why? Because of what he has been given and what he is allowed to do. So this person is more likely than Satan. Now, because John did not see this star fall, the text implies that the star had fallen. So he didn't see the star fall. He said it was a star who had fallen. Now, we can see this when we go back to the Old Testament, to the book of Isaiah, in chapter 14, verses 12 through 17. And notice here what Isaiah is describing when he talks about the fall of Satan. Look at verse 12. "How you have fallen from heaven, O day star, son of dawn. How you are cut down to the ground, you who laid the nations low. You said in your heart, 'I will ascend to heaven above the stars of God. I will set my throne on high. I will sit on the mount of assembly in the far reaches of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High.' But you are brought down to Sheol, to the far reaches of the pit. Those who see you will stare at you and ponder over you. 'Is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world